I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Law Crimes, and we're never late, and there's never technical issues that threaten to imperil everything all at once, ever. Hello, everyone. We are not late.
Yeah.
It has never once happened.
Nope. Never in the history of humankind. Eli, unfortunately, will not be with us today. He has, I think, landlord stuff, I think.
He's dead.
Important things. For all you beautiful listeners out there, and for all the people who are in our amazing Discord, big shout out to you guys, because today is another episode of, well, we tried it once before, which is we listen and we don't judge. We don't judge.
Hal judges in the first 10 minutes.
But I know, I really screwed up the pooch, didn't I, last time? Though we... Again, if you're listening to Law Crimes, we have a Discord and we ask the people here, you have obviously so many familiar names and familiar faces. We asked you guys a question in the Discord because we needed your help. We needed to answer the question of basically who is the best and who is the worst characters in all of Warhammer. So this is not specific to 40K, Horus Heresy, all that stuff. I'm talking everybody can get it. Everyone throwing hands. And today we're going to hear your responses. We're going to read them out. Obviously, in the main video, for people who are not for the live gang, you'll have your shout out on screen and everything. We really appreciate you guys representing. And there was a lot of similar answers. So some of them may repeats have not necessarily been included, but people who wrote, some people were very passionate. And we really appreciate the vitriol and the love that was given in there. I think it was, you know, straight into it, basically, though, because we also have...
By the way, I've got some... I recorded a bunch of footage because of the new prestige system, and I thought that Colin made such a good point last week of going, oh, my God, Hal's messing up a lot of dodges. So I thought, I'll just put my footage here instead, playing as a heavy who doesn't have to dodge because...
I see. It's... dodging is not a factor. You just have a melt-a-gun.
Can I just point out, me and Andy did not coordinate, so I also recorded Space Marine 2 footage, and I played Bulwark, and I was holding it down. I'm not going to lie. I had to warm up, but I'm holding it down.
And I'm here.
Also, I will just point out, all of this is on absolute, I think. So it's quite tough, but it's good fun. I'm a pro gamer. Right, who's starting off with the options today that we've been supplied,
or the questions. I'll let it rip, and also I think I'm gonna murder the person for the last one. I think I'm gonna find that person in real life, but that's for later.
But it's okay, Colin, because we listen and we don't judge, guys. Today we are not judging. We are simply discussing, getting feelings out there. This is a safe space for people to really, you know, this is the highs and the lows.
Hell, I'm full of hatred, unfortunately. So, you know, it's just going to have to be how it be. But the first one, we listen, we don't judge, from Ran. Hot take. Vulcan's kind nature and generosity has created more suffering and misery for his sons than he could have thought, as the galaxy often loves to turn that nature against them to make them suffer and bleed vital resources for largely symbolic actions.
Wow. Ran, are you calling Vulcan a wet wipe? That's mean.
I think he's calling him naive. A little boy. Damn. Kind of right, though. Like,
Nah, I'm going to disagree.
You need one nice person.
I see. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. in a way that doesn't come across as overly dismissive.
Okay.
But you know, this, the best I can think to say is the attitude of "you are nice, therefore you're wasting your time" is making me think of the people who go, "Superman's a boring character because he doesn't kill anyone."
Oh,
like you are kind of murder fest at all times does not make you smart or resourceful. It just makes you an asshole.
We have Omni-Man now. It's fine.
Thank Mark. Thank Mark. Yeah. Imagine. I think I honestly agree though with you, Connor, about like, because I like Superman, but it's also, is it oddly placed in 40K in a sense of, you know how like what's the animation that came out with where like the salamander guy spares the Imperial
humans? Yeah,
the Necron animation project, and then turns out they're gene stealers.
Oh, it's that one. He saves the family, but then eventually they just get hunted down by the Imperium anyway. Because the ones who don't, some don't survive the escape of the Necrons, and then like the guard are going through some woods, and there's just like the little girl left. And they're like, well, bang, oh, she's gone. It was all futile in the end. Oh, well.
It's kind of kind of on point for that one, though. I think it, in a way, you know, was the guy's name, I can't remember his.
Sakan.
Sakan. He was very kind and sparing. And then it was obviously, in 40K, it's like weaponized against them in such a fashion.
And there's the bit where a Kriegsman who's gone mad is attacking him. He's kind of like, stop that, this is bad. And then he's like, oh, I see. And then he just murders them all. So you can only push a salamander too far. It's like, they are space marines, let's not forget. Eldar
I don't know. It's like the, I don't know. I guess it's just like when someone shows mercy and they call that like a waste. It's like, we just murder them. It's like, well, you know, that is murder. I'm sorry. Yes. If you would like to put a price on human life, maybe there are ways to do it, but I think calling them stupid and wasteful for not wanting to, you know, think with the bolter first and the brain never is, you know, I wouldn't say that's correct. Does it cause them hardship? I'm sure it does, but that's the point.
I think there's valid things on all sides here. It's a good start though.
Yeah. And to be fair, it could be worse. You could be a lamenter and they're trying to do the right thing and they do get punished for it way more.
Yeah. That's they've got their own special little hell.
Now, I do believe the next one is right up someone's alley here, Colin, if you would be so kind as to.
Oh, sure. I'll kick this one off too. The Holy Priest of Spaghetti. That is a fun name.
It is good.
Best character, Thankful. Justification, he's Thankful. He's the Horned Rat's greatest, goofiest, most self-sabotaging soldier, and he can be no other way. Worst character, Thankful. Justification, Skaven, and he's the Horned Rat's greatest soldier. You know, I appreciate you covering all your bases there.
For the lore expert on Thankful, somewhat, what would you say is the best and the worst thing he's ever done?
Worst thing he's ever done existed.
God, there's so many layers I'm trying to unpack right now.
Saying, his little beady rat heart. What's the greatest worst of that?
I'm gonna go with accidentally summoning Scarbrand and then just leaving the area. He just left. Just completely made it not his problem.
And then is that the best and worst thing he's ever done?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't. There is no difference for me for Thankful. Everything he does is horrible, but also great.
Does he kill anyone interesting in the end times?
He doesn't really do too much. He does, I mean, indirectly get the entire Council of 13 killed. So I mean there's that.
Yeah.
What are we talking about best? Are we talking to like best for himself or best for everyone who isn't a Skaven?
I think take
best for the end times when it's already going down the drain.
He did in Age of Sigmar flood half of Skaven Blight and killed like a lot of rats. I don't know, you know, I don't think there was specifics, but a lot of rats.
Sounds
so,
about,
I mean, hey.
It's kind of right up his alley though. What was the next one we had? I think I don't really judge that one. I think it's a perfectly valid. It's like I wouldn't. There's no judgment on that one. It's perfect.
It is, he is the best, and he's the worst. It's I have nothing to judge. You're just right.
Now I've seen the next one, Colin, and I've already got feelings. Please, would you please enlighten the people?
This is a. This is a interesting one. The worst character in Warhammer is Aethanir Whiteleaf from Elfslayer. Almost fucked up worse than Magnus. Thank God his bodyguard and Gotrek and Felix were there to do all the work. Now,
can you explain how he messed up? For the people who don't know, how he messed up.
So, without too much spoilers, both because we will cover it eventually on this channel, and you should read the book yourself. Dark Elf Pussy got me acting a fool.
Sorry, what? The Drussy, what?
The Drussy had this man thinking unwise and making poor decisions. And a Gotrek and Felix book resulted in it, in this man's poor decisions.
Imagine the most pathetic, like private school esque boy ever. Like, this is the vibe he gives off. I hated this character so much. Like, I never want. There's very few characters in where, like, in Warhammer, you just legitimately want to slap them across the face. Eidolon could take it. I could throw hands at Eidolon, but this guy as well. And his poor bodyguard is just like the most.
Is so just like.
He's sworn to defend him, and he's just like. Fucking hate you! You're so useless.
I will say at the end of the book, again, not too many spoilers. He definitely redeems himself compared to, you know, Magni Magic. He's got it. There is a very. I don't know. Maybe it's just the line he says, but the specifics of it kind of make me go, "Damn, man, that's fucking rough." You could have been a lot worse. Is he an absolute shit heel for 90% of the book? Yes. Yes. Without question. Always. But he does kind of save it at the end with something. Again, yeah, no spoilers. I you know, it touches my heart a little bit. But for every page of that book before that, yeah, that motherfucker should have gotten like beamed in the head with a brick.
And the next one there, Colin, is that... I think we've got quite a few to go through, by the way, people. Essays, so...
I don't think this one is much of a hot take. I think most people are going to agree with you. But Donkey Man USA, professional hater, I hate John Grammaticus. Not only is he a shoehorned asshole motherfucker, every time he opens his mouth, it's a damn soliloquy. He never shuts up. And then at space, best is thankful. So true.
I'm Jean-Grimmie.
It just reminds me of the fact, like, every time if you're reading, like, the End and the Death books, and it's like, oh, my God, Horus and the Emperor are going to fight. You know, I've been waiting my whole life for this moment. Scene switch to John Grammaticus, and it's like, fuck. It's so annoying.
Narrative whiplash.
Also, in the audiobook version, he sounds weird. Like he's the weirdest accent. He's like I can't speak to people like that. It's like not American, but it sounds like me attempting to speak an American accent. It sounds horrible.
It's like American. It's American sitcom vibe. You know,
hey there, guys. I'm just a normal American accent man. You're like, what the hell is that?
Have we met? Or spoken to anyone who likes this character?
I have spoken to Louise about this, and she says
count.
she says she likes him, and I say, you're insane. That's not allowed. Be gone into the lore dungeons for your bad takes.
Does she like him, or does she just like accept him? Because, you know, there is
she likes the character.
Right?
And I'm
wow.
Like a terrible
and I did confirm. I was like, hold on, like as in not tolerate. And she was like, no, I like the character. And I'm like, well, you are wrong. So naughty, bad. One person, one singular person.
I have zero judgment for this. I'm not, you know, I
feel like
everyone.
I feel like Baylan Skrull in the Ahsoka series bit where he goes like, I like the idea of it, not the real thing. I was like, yeah, the idea of like perpetual immortal humans, like, yeah, it'd be cool. And then I got weird like Eldrad Ulthran assassination, like whoopsie, like storyline. I don't know what's going on.
You got the Fonz from Wish. It's like, what is this? What's going on? Like, hey, it's me. Like, oh, this guy again. Every time I was having fun in the end of the death and he turns up, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
oh, go away. Go away, please.
He's I like how everyone hates him in the book as well. Everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Everyone hates him in his books. Everyone hates him out of his books. Why are you here?
And he's still alive.
Look, you know what? Everyone, every John Grammaticus hater, just go read Unremembered Empire, because every scene he's in, he just spends most of his time shitting himself because Eldrad is tormenting him.
Yeah.
So you know what? There is
a shining light.
Go ahead.
I just find it really funny because every like bit I'm reading in that book with John Grammaticus, he's just like going through it, and he's just in abject misery. Like he's like, it was a while since I was reading through it, but he's like, he's in misery from like just constantly moving. He's in misery because he hasn't eaten food in like a month. He finally sits down at an inn, and then he turns around, and Eldrad is just looking at him.
Well, the thing is, it's just the I can't remember which book specifically, but there's the one where he kills Vulcan with the Fulgurite, and he dies in the process.
I remember the Empire.
And he loses his perpetuality, if you could call it that. So he's like, if he dies again, he's properly gone. And at that moment, I was Ronin/Hawkeye from Endgame, going, "Don't give me hope." I wanted him to die so bad, and he's still here. He's like, you got through the Siege of Terror alive? Why? You should be gone. So
John Grammaticus haters, read Unremembered Empire. He loses his immortality, and Eldrad keeps stopping time to make fun of him.
At least he yelled at Horus really loudly and he sent him flying. That was fun.
Is he a dragonborn?
He had Anuncia. I mean, Anuncia is kind of like the Thum. Oh no, we lost Colin. Oh no.
We outraged that tape. He was just like, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this. Oh well, Colin's gone. Shall we do some donations?
Yes. God, the technical difficulties.
I have no idea what's going on, folks. First one from Sip. There he is. Hey, Colin.
I have no idea what just happened. It just said
that's one of those.
Talk of the Thum.
I got Fusro down out of the chat.
Yeah, exactly. First donation from Sip. Hypothetical for the gang. If you could make your own Dogs of War unit, what would you make, race and all?
It's like a mercenary
Dogs
company.
Of War?
And
is that fantasy?
They're like mercenaries in fantasy.
I'll have a think.
I kind of already like they already probably exist though, but I just want more ogres. But like something where like it's all kind of you know, was it Goldtooth? Was that he's on the chair? Yeah. I want a full unit of like ogres on chairs or something. Maybe in wheelchairs, because that'll
mobility
be
mobility
like
scooters.
In wheelchairs.
Well, my military scooter is like a better version of it. Like the something like it's just really intimidating, and they're like, but they're also not having to get up. You know, just like they just when the ogres are not running towards you, but like rolling slowly forward, menacingly.
I would make a renowned, I would make a renowned ogre war band, but where Hal wants them to, you know, be the entire army of Croesuses. I don't care. I just want to be able to, I just need them to have an acceptable name to say without sounding unbelievably homophobic.
Excuse me. Look, I'd like
Golg Maneater. The second syllable of Golg is a word I cannot say on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I would like I them like to fix that.
I'd like a warhound unit of skeletal gnomes. Gnomes, what are they called? Halflings, who were like, hey, we didn't want to follow Nagash because we're still hungry, even though they were undead, and they fight for food, and then it just kind of passes through them, and that's their lore.
The gnomes, silly. Harassers of kneecaps. Gnomes.
Yeah, we need gnomes in Warhammer. Also, two from the Green Hat Man, Colin will wear a green hat in 3 weeks. It's 2 weeks.
You should find out my name. You have to buy a green hat. You actually had to buy a green hat.
I'm good. Yeah, I feel like I'm obligated now.
You only got 2 weeks. Also, Archeon drives in the sand with the four gods in the back. Lefty on the central lock, rider down, and Jack Daniels, both feet floor of the pedal, cock on wheel.
Cock on the wheel.
Is that a different version of Coq au Vin? What's going on? Or is it just a rooster that you've procured for the occasion? One of the two.
The Tom stream Warren. Lives. Yes, sorry. Tom Warren, the stream lives. Stomp, stomp. Shame we've insulted Vulcans immediately first as well.
Yeah.
Donkey Man USA, stream late due to Hal gooning on the machine spirit.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
What is this? Bankery Sicilius Clown, thank you for the five. 1750 BCE YouTuber Colin be like, Eonisir's copper sucks.
Huh?
Why did you make me an ancient drama YouTuber?
Oh my god. Angry Homunculus for £5. Stream late due to Hal not putting in the airbrush medium first. Hang on, gotta fill the character limit. Kill main bum, kill main bum, kill main. thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Nice. Shalaxi's wettest gripper for two. Mayhaps a sensual gritty for the lad? Maybe one day.
What does that even mean?
How would one even do that?
I don't know. Oh god.
Okay, this is the worst I'm lying right now. Okay.
€10. Last time I submitted something to this, Andy actually made me change my mind on the missing Primarchs. Hal spent 5 minutes calling me stupid in brackets. I did sub and then unsub to Hal, by the way. Colin did fun facts. Brilliant. Remember, folks, it's not a law crime stream unless you subscribe and then unsubscribe from the Amber King. It's now ritual.
Oh no.
Have fun.
Oh no. I'm not reading that one. Colin.
Okay. He's designated toilet. Hell wow. Yeah, brother. Did Eli get lost leaving Loompa Land? Also, happy birthday, Colin.
Wow. Still not his birthday.
It's technically by that logic, Colin is now 50 years old with the amount of birthdays he's had this year.
I am like at least up. Like 40.
People are very generous, man.
Mm.
Oh, Caleb Collins. T-Bucks.
Safe space. Damn. Think of the Demonculaba, now you're Brit.
Ooh. Now I am.
Ooh. This is like when edgy material now.
This is like when people say, your breathing is now manual. Sorry, everyone. I just realized that's horrible.
Your breathing is now manual. Your left foot is slightly itchy. Your tongue is not resting normally in your mouth. You don't know if you want to close your teeth or keep them open. What else is there?
Go pee pee.
Rayleigh for $10. Able to catch a stream after like 2 years of watching law crimes. Thank you, brother.
Nice.
Your passion made me unashamed to love elves, and now I'm considering Old World. My bank account hates you guys. I love you. I appreciate the Boing Gob profile pic.
Yep. Boing Gob proof.
Dude, all around Finbot. Fucking bangers.
Finbot24 for five. Finally get to see a live stream in its 5 seconds per frame glory. Yep, you know yes, it.
The video after is much better quality. So
yeah, screen sharing yeah. It's a bit clunky, but it'll look better on the remaster.
If you can't watch Damn. If you can't watch the stream without the frames, you don't deserve the frames.
I think Colin needs to this is up your alley.
Shalaxy's wettest gripper. Thank you for the 20 Canadian dollary dues.
Thank you, brother.
I think Malkador the Hero is a good contender for the worst guy ever. He's very pragmatic and shit, but my heebies are GB'd if he looks at me. Best character is Vulcan because I'm biased to hammers. XOXO, my tippy wet tis glossy. Boy, there was like some actual like opinions and character thoughts going on there, and then that last line happened.
This reminds me of like the yeah. picture of the horse of like Game of Thrones, where it's like drawn badly towards the end.
yeah, the hind legs.
Malkador is probably real unpleasant to be around, though. Like not
oh,
even
yeah.
like he's a spy master for the bloodiest, cruelest regime imaginable. I do not think he's a nice person to be around.
And he has a pet, rebirthed half elf, half human prisoner in his like personal quarters who can like unload all his trauma on. It's kind of weird. Wotan DKK for 50 something DKK something for Colin. I want to read Gotrek and Felix, but can't find the physical books anywhere. Any tips for where I can find them?
I would advise, that depends on how you would like to read them. If you would like the omnibuses, I would check, you know, Black Library every now and again, see if there's a physical print you can order. Going to Games Workshop stores is always, something to do. And I believe I got the first omnibus of Gotrek and Felix at just a Barnes and Noble. So just, check out some bookstores. And if none of that works, and you don't mind reading the stories like individually, you'll have to technically buy more books because they're separate and not in the omnibuses. At half price books near me, I found like 10 Gotrek and Felix books. So you might have to do some diving, but you can probably find them. But one of those places will surely have them.
Nice. And if that fails, there's also Audible for the audiobooks or Kindle for the basically if you get a Kindle, you can also get a lot of Warhammer books that would like you check yeah. Amazon. It's like if you want to buy the actual book, it's £500. And then you go, oh, Kindle, it's £4. Yeah. So there is that as well. Let's see. Donkey Man USA. Do you want this one, Hal?
It would be Donkey Man USA for the $5. It would be very funny if Narek of the Word Bearers rocketed into 40k to tag team Lorgar with Corvus. Yeah, where did that plot line go?
Like, it went to the end of the death.
I can't remember how that resolved.
The last thing that ever happens to him is he's sniping someone in the Siege of Terror for like a paragraph, and then that's it. It's like, what? That was it? Oh, okay.
I assume that would be a scouring thing then, but yeah, I was like, I just thought, like, where did it go after that? Like, it's just kind of, yeah, he's like, oh, I'm going to go kill Horus or Lorgar or something. And it's like,
Just the notion of they could make his own book called Prodigal Son. It's like, that's perfect. Just do that. Have him do his vendetta. It'd be great. Yeah. The Hate of John made reading this his moments better from Caleb Collins. Also from Caleb Collins. Ooh-woo, nuzzles you. Ooh-woo, magic curse for the elf simp. Wow.
Thanks, Caleb. Appreciate it.
That was definitely cursed, I'll give you that.
It was even more cursed the way I read it, and I don't apologize.
Set for $1.99 says, Colin, what? Knock it off. I'm at work and breaking down. Jesus.
What? What did I do?
I don't know.
Break down. Artsy, $5. Most beloved character, Boingob. Reason, Boingob. See, that's true in our hearts. Mm-hmm. That's true in our hearts.
Yes.
Boy, this is... Boingob. I do not like this. I'm not a fan.
Yours. It's yours.
Chaotic Mume. Thank you for the $5 New Zealand dollar. Ooh, New Zealand, hell yeah. I want to stroke Colleen's beard. Worst character, Big E. Long-lived but no foresight. Best character, any Skaven, because I like gremlin rats. Also, Mpreg Colin Cummin.
Wow.
Wow.
Heard it here first.
Boy,
I thought my internet legacy was bad.
Hey, I don't want to be mean, but have you considered like blowing up?
Damn.
Just explode.
Andy, should we get to the next one on the list then? I don't know, there might be a few more donos, but it might be good just to get to the
is this one Coionius? Sorry, I butchered your name. This will get me executed for heresy, but I think the worst character is Big E himself. Oh, there we go. Granted, part of it is because of multiple people writing his character, but everything wrong with 40K comes back to him. He treated some of his sons like shit, resulting in them joining Horus. A lot of the issues were caused by him keeping secrets unnecessarily. As an example of this is not telling the Primarchs about Chaos and its dangers. I can understand not telling the general public, but his generals who are leading the campaigns to reclaim the galaxy should know. Fulgrim would have been far less likely to fall if he'd known about Chaos after all. And finally, he's written incredibly inconsistently. From what I know, he's been written to be as powerful as the story needs rather than with consistency. Again, this is the multiple writer issue. Now then, for the favorite character, it's Gunnar Jurgen. I don't know why, but the way he's written in the books made him my favorite character, especially with the audiobooks. I guess it's to do with how loyal he is to Kane and how Kane has absolute trust in Jurgen, watching his back. Ah, that's a nice one. Apart from the beginning. So I think we can all agree, Big E's got some issues, one or two issues. One or two.
He's not quite perfect.
Mm.
Does that make him a bad character or a flawed character, though? That's an interesting take on it. I mean, I wouldn't say there's even... I can't judge that one even in any sense, because that's actually an opinion held by quite a lot of people. They just don't like the Emperor. I think he makes a valid point of, like, he's as powerful as, like, everything, and then suddenly he's, like, neutered. So it's a bit like...
Although...
Yeah.
Whenever I think of the bit, though, when he goes to... Is it Moloch? And he sees, like, the future that's going to be happening to humanity when he gets, like, all of his powers. It's just that Matthew McConaughey image of him smoking a cigarette, just like that. That's the Emperor at that moment. It's like, I could have been a nice person. I told jokes. I was a bit fun. And then I was just like, right, okay, that's the threat. Yeesh. Time to become an asshole. Yeah, it's just like, got to do what I got to do, which is his whole justification of, like, no, bro, you don't understand. This grimdark setting we're in, could have been worse. Could have been worse. What than this? Yeah, could have been worse. This isn't as bad.
It's
not as bad by much, but it's not as bad.
It's really hard to write a character who is basically godlike, though, as in they're supposed to be kind of unknowing in some sense. So I get like why like a lot of the like there's somewhat inconsistency, which I think, to be fair, towards the end of like particularly Siege of Terror, they do wrap it up kind of nicely in a bow, in the sense of like, yeah, he's meant to be this like uncaring being, but like even Malkador senses like there's a weakness in him, and he actually kind of does consider the Primarchs like his sons, and like it's a fatal flaw rather than it's a you know, sort of like poorly written sort of thing. Like basically, obviously, yeah. I think Malkador rightly points out like he didn't really have to make the Primarchs like as powerful as they are. It's a thing of like he didn't necessarily want to be alone. In, you know, like there's like a thing of like when a character is so powerful, like they don't want to be the only one like that. And I think the Primarchs are sort of that version of they're kind of as powerful. Well, they would, you know, one day be as powerful as him in some sense. So it was like, ah, I could make them just like kind of superhumans, like just Astartes. But he was like, nah, let's go for, you know, nah. let's juice these up, let's juice these bad boys up a little bit more. You know, why not? A few more roid treatments.
Yeah, let's not have any hero worship or god worship in my Imperium. And I know I'm already clad in gold armor, but why don't I make like a bunch of demigods? I'm sure there'll be no repercussions at all. Why not? It's a bit fun. Mm. It's just a bit of fun.
We did do a Caiaphas Kane episode, so people want to go check that out for Jurgen lore. But Colin, could you briefly explain, maybe in a few short sentences, the character of Jurgen for the crazy people who maybe have never heard of this guy?
Jurgen is not only the most loyal commissar assistant you could ever ask for, but he is also the galaxy's smelliest man. And I'm pretty sure, yes, that includes Mortarian. Yeah, it just smells like unfiltered ass. But by God, is he a good man.
And to be fair, I think in the audiobooks he has a West Country accent. I think he's like, all right there. Yeah. I'm Jürgen. How's you? Oh, you having a good day? Oh.
His most common line is, I'm coming, Commissar. which is hilarious. I mean, it reminds me of the, you remind me, Colin, of it, is it Fear Factor, the clip where the guy, like, he's in the room, it's called Pitch Black, and the guy's like,
it smells like ass.
And he goes, ding.
Correct.
Poor fella.
And Jürgen is hilarious. He's so not with it, but he's also, he's not as dumb as you'd think.
No, but, he's got there's one short story that follows him, and it's, you know, there's a little bit more going on in Jürgen's head than you might think. Not that much more, but a little bit more. It's not.
He's like a lovable old puppy that turned into an old dog that is addicted to porn mags.
Poor guy. Are you basically saying he's a smelly rescue dog? They just say, oh, I found him, and he's still smelly. But he always is smiling and happy, and he bites anyone who tries to hurt me. So that's good. But yeah.
It's just, you know, part of the reason he's happy is because he's cranking his hog at every moment he has a chance.
his best ability.
Tugging the stinky hog.
is when Dreyfus Kane wants the room cleared, Jürgen comes in, and people are just like, they hold their breath. Just
evacuate.
Yeah. And he doesn't have to be pulling his pud to get people out of there pretty prompt. It's like, just his presence is enough. Like, no, meeting adjourned. No thanks.
Also, he's pretty damn deadly as well. Pretty damn deadly.
I'll be right back, fellas. There was a dog going berserk upstairs.
Speaking of dogs, there's one going mental.
Andy, there's the next one there, Andy.
This one from Set.
Yes.
Strongest Hammer. Worst character is Angron. Not because of his story, but he isn't a character. He is an event that happens. As for best, I think Ibran Gaunt is a great character. If some very boneheaded decisions from time to time, but genuinely did care about the people under him, and it shows. For fantasy, the worst character, I believe, is, I think, Wulfric the Wanderer, because there's so much to give him, but feel so little. As for the best, I think it's Maxwell Schreiber, Gottrek and Felix, in brackets, I don't know how to spell it. He is quite interesting for just a mage surrounded by powerful people, and then eventually becoming extremely powerful in the right, in his own right. So, like, yeah. I don't really know about the fantasy characters much, but can't argue with the other ones. I mean,
I would like to say this man has incredibly valid opinions. Angron is kind of just... he is not a character anymore. Angron is just a challenge. Ibrahim Gaunt is, again, I've only done a little bit of Gaunt's Ghost, but I know he's quite well beloved. Wulfric the Wanderer is, in fact, like the character who everyone is like, he's surface level amazing. And then as a character, I'm just like, oh, is that puppy? Is that corgi?
It is puppy. That is a little is corgi. Puppy.
We have dog. We have dog on screen, people.
Dog.
And what was the last one? Oh, and Max, obviously, the favorite character Colin you missed was Max Schreiber, which, yeah.
I like that. It's a Max enjoyer. He is pretty goated.
Pretty damn. I mean, today, if people want to know more about him, we have Godric and Felix episodes. In fact, we should do a compilation of all the episodes soon so people can get caught up to date on that one. But,
He is unfortunately in the cuck chair, but he is still cool.
Oh dear.
He does just watch on the sidelines while Felix is tearing it up, unfortunately.
Oh, Hal, you're going to love this next one.
Is this from Vulcan?
Yep.
Oh, I see why. Vulcan says, worst character in 40K, I would say Ahriman. Due to the inability of his narrative to be able to progress and his inconsistent power scaling as the greatest sorcerer. Though this may be more to the fact that his books are a pain to get through and logistically not much anything actually happens in progression. Best in 40K, tie between Fabius Bile and the lion, in brackets, Son of the Forest Lion, for me right now. Bile's a good shout, and also Ahriman is trash. I've said it.
We listen and we don't judge, but I wish to disagree very, very strongly on one thing. Ahriman in the Horus Heresy, I dig it, because that's Graham McNeil is in charge of that part, and I like the whole Ahriman story of basically him being like, you know what, Magnus kind of sucks. Like, he like comes to terms with it, but he's also like, I have nothing else. Ahriman in the 40K novels by John French, he was also, he's a very good author, John French, but he's totally right. Like, it just goes in circles, man. Like there's the thing of like, Ahriman's the most powerful sorcerer ever, and then like he never gets to flex.
I mean,
he never never flexes. I think he's.
Do you know who wrote the?
Oh, Mephisto. You know who wrote the Darius Hinks?
Because he's a sorcerer-esque character. His books are great fun, whale of a time, lots of different species and plot points, blah, blah, blah. But then Ahriman, it's just kind of stodgily, like, just got to bring the rubric back, got to reverse the rubric, got to try a new rubric, stop my brothers being made of sand. You know, I get it, okay, but can we have, like, maybe an adventure that isn't just, I've got to find a way to reverse the rubric.
Can you smile for once in your life, you boring asshole?
Yeah, it's a shame because...
Exactly. Like,
the first Ahriman 40K book is good. I like that one because it's like, it's a whole, like, he's basically run away from it. And only to the very end of that story does he actually, like, you know what? I actually don't give up. Like, and he gets his power back in some sense. After that, it really is like, it's always been the problem of like, it's never really first person perspective from like that point on much. So Ahriman is just kind of like this figure who's like walking around being like, we're doing this thing next. It's like, why are we doing that thing next? Reasons. Like, it literally is that. Like, that's the whole
rule. Because.
Although, even Mike is in the chat saying, he's cooler than Kion, though. I prefer Kion. I think as Skandor, Kion is a better character. He's more interesting. Sorry. I like him.
I would be. I just give me the Ahriman plot. I would. I can fix him, please.
I can fix him.
I can fix him. He's okay.
Oh, dear.
That was painful, though.
Should we mention the next one from Onacon? I won't say a specific character, but the entire concept of perpetuals and literally everything they have tainted. The entire idea is very cool, but done so vastly differently and really just total BS. It removes the sense of stakes. Vulcan, John, Biggie, anyone who is one is a total burning shitbag of, I don't care, you have infinite plot armor, so you're interested, not interesting in the slightest. For best, it's Conrad Kurz. I'm joking. It's Angron. Interesting. He's an amazing, tragic, and compassionate character who should have gotten so much better. So many things he says are right. It's hard not to justify why he's literally the best character ever written. Even when it's a gibbering slop pile, he always shines out. To literally quote right from Betrayer, you kept that mule Corferon. Russ had his kin friends. The lion kept Lufa. Humans, brothers and foster fathers. Saved and raised into the Legion ranks, but not me. Not Angron, no. Did the Emperor teleport his gold-wrapped custodians out to help me and my army? No. Did he free the warhounds and order them to battle, fight alongside me? No. Did he save my brothers and sisters the way he spared the honored Scion's closest kin? The way he honored Corferon? No, no, and no. No mercy for Angron. Angron the Oathbreaker. Angron the Betrayer. He truly, utterly deserved better and should be everyone's favorite character. I disagree, but fair enough. He's cool. He's cool. But the only trouble is...
I mean, I...
As someone already... I was only going to say that someone's already kind of mentioned him and Khan are just kind of forces of nature now, but at least Khan has moments where he has like semblances of sanity that creep in, and he's more of like a villain of the week, but Angron just, he's this big monster guy now. He's a big boobly scoobly guy that goes and hits people.
I have two things. I feel like one, I feel like it's pretty easy to agree with he didn't deserve what he got. I don't think anyone deserves to have nails jammed in their brains when they're a toddler. You know, I feel that's that's a pretty easy cause to rally behind, you know.
Wow, getting political and law crimes.
I'm just going to say it. Don't jam nails in a toddler's brain. I'm sorry.
Back in the old day, before all this woke stuff, we could jam as many nails in people's brains as we can't have anything now. We can't even put what. It's fine with snorry nose biter, but you can't do it to a toddler. I don't know. It seems a bit.
I'm sorry.
Back in my day, we used to climb mountains to get to school. We could also put nails in each other.
Back in my day, we used to eat broken glass for sustenance. Yeah, yeah. It's like kids these days.
The other thing that it makes me think of is that I think I feel like you're kind of missing the point. When people talk about how the like chaos characters kind of lose character once they fall to chaos. That's the point though. Like that's the thing with Angron.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he stops being interesting because he is damned. He is a demon. Same for Magnus, same for Lorgar. All of them. Like Fulgur.
Magnus has moments where he's like, I'm going to bring Sortiarius back to the material realm. There's bits where he's in books and he has like weird, he's clearly lost his mind and he has weird interactions. Fulgrim's a bit of a crazy fella in the books he's involved with, even with Fabius Biles stuff. Mortarion is a petty bish, but Angron is just, and that's all you kind of get from him, and I get why.
I'm trying to figure out how to word it. They've all reached their character arc.
Mm.
It's like the arc is finished. They have fallen to chaos. The Horus Heresy is over. They're kind of done developing as characters because they have achieved demon primarchhood. We've hit the end of the road. I'm afraid that it's gonna. Yeah, it's over now.
And that's why we'll never get Perturabo back in the setting, guys. He's hit Demon Primarch. We can't do anything else with him. He's gone. It's over, boys. It's over.
I think really only one that escapes that is Mortarion slightly. He's kind of almost the same. Like, even play in the Dark Imperium trilogy, because he resists chaos in some sense. Like he's not fully in. So therefore, he still has... Mm. potential for character something. He's just obviously he's too far in to like change his mind. He's like, well, I can't change my mind. I could, but I won't.
And there are one of the ones that's kind of a laugh is in Lucas in Stormcaller, which is Stormcaller's book. He has a face off with Magnus, and Magnus is being all Machiavellian. And he's all like, I stole one of your spells from your library from the Blue Scribes. Yeah. And he's all like, he does like a bargain. Dork. No, I'm Lucas. And then there's the bit where it's like, oh, okay, give that back and I'll let you and your mates run away from this portal. So he gives him it back. And it was just like, it wasn't a spell. It was just like some piece of paper that he had on him. And then Lucas is doing this as he runs through the portal with his mates all cackling to themselves. Mm-hmm. And you can have those moments where like those Primarchs can have moments where they interact, but Angron is somewhat damned to be like, unless you constrained him somehow, which would be very difficult, you're not really going to get much conversation out of him, which is a bit of a shame.
There's only one bit. It was in the Angron book that came out just before 10th came out, and it says like when he Khorne empowers him and he like splits the world in two with the one strike, he ends up killing him, and it says for one peaceful moment the nails don't bite, and he's like sitting there and he's just like, whew. And it's like, oh damn, man.
That's his equivalent of like a cigarette after having sex, like,
because he's never been free of the nails apart from that one time. So it's like, damn, man, that's tragic. My boy, sad.
And then Angron went for a moment before going back to being a madman. That's quite fun.
I think there's a few more donos though before we move on to the next section.
We do have a few donations. First one from Clean Yourself, folks, for 10. Best character, Ikrit. Now, Ikrit.
Ikrit.
Ikrit Claw.
Ikrit. Nick Knack 3587 for $10. Thank you, man. Good to see you, Boinks. Hot take. Worst guy is Fulgrim for people, in brackets, Eli. Thinking he's even a nice guy, even though he's been the worst for 500 times longer. Best is Gotrek for being a deep character in a small shell. That is true.
You know, small, short. Hey,
short?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, Fulgrim has kind of been the worst for far longer than he's been tolerable. Hmm. Not if you just say good. He was aight.
You know what? Because I did a recent Fulgrim video. I checked that out on Amber King. I'm joking. But I had to say, like, rereading all his stuff, he's always been an asshole. Like, even from his, like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
early Great Crusade book, it's all a facade.
What about me?
Whenever you read something about Fulgrim being like noble and like, you know, all that stuff, I feel like it's either a one sentence blurb or it's talking in past tense.
Yeah. Or it's like debatable. Debatable. Yeah, he was nice.
Or it's an arguable point.
Mm.
He was only nice because it's supposedly like the perfect being would be nice, not that he actually feels like being nice to people.
Mm.
He's kind of an arse. Like he's an actual arsehole.
One's very up your alley, Colin, with the profile pic of Dragon Ball. Yeah.
Nova Box, thank you for the 5. Perhaps the real best character was the friends we made along the way.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's nice.
Set for $1.99. The breathing thing, Colin, it stopped me dead. Colin breathing.
I'm sorry. I thank you for the donut. I'm still confused.
I think this was in reference to whether he was just like manual breathing and stuff, and you did the
you know that.
Jesus Christ.
Your throat is itches, but you can't clear it deep down enough to scratch the itch. Yeah.
And Colin will wear a hat, a green hat, in two weeks. If get my hands on Mephiston, the keeper of secret feet, tongue kiss is the least worst thing that'll happen. He'll be a changed man after the first 8 hours. There's a lot going on in that couple of sentences.
Bro, you need help.
And I don't know I want to comprehend it.
Please seek therapy. Michael Pedlick, thank you for the 5 for the green hat fund.
Damn. Bruh.
Thank you very much. Last one. Do you want this one, Hal?
$10. Best character is the Fanta lunch I had using Colin's code. Worst character is the effing Kriegler from Vampire Slayer. Horrible person and high on his own shit every time he talks.
Wow. Yeah, Krieger was kind of awful, and his first name is Adolphus. And if you needed more proof someone's a bad person, then Adolf being part of the name is a pretty compelling argument for him being a shitter. Also, God bless you, first human being on the planet to use a YouTuber sponsor code, and it was mine. Mm. God fucking bless, soldier. Wow.
I've never even considered now doing him because it's a border
prince. In the house, I agree. Hey. Petrol should have been a one-off with John for fun and never mentioned again. We agree, or at least I agree.
They should have.
Perpetual's a meh.
Well, they're all dead, basically.
Even Vulcan. Again.
Yeah.
John Grammaticus should have been just like the Siege of Terra should have had a, you know, Marvel What If?
Oh, yeah.
There should have been a version of that where Horus and the Emperor come together and just kick him in the ribs over and over again. Like heresy averted at the last minute due to beating up John.
It's Sigmar with the steel chair. And then it's just like, yeah, what if?
You have Horus.
He's here to beat up John, too.
You have Horus Heresy, you have Dornian Heresy, you have Gilliman Heresy. Now there's Grammaticus Heresy, and it ends in 2 pages.
Or call it Grammaticataclysm. There you go. That's what I'd call it.
Grammaticlactic. Now for the next set. Again, this one, we've got some longer ones here, boys. I don't think we can get to all of them, but they got, people were really, okay, this one was particularly particularly important.
This is a goddamn essay.
Drep to Mick says, worst character, Leman Russ. I don't feel like I need to explain myself, but I will. First off, he's such a stupid and hypocritical character. He's an effing idiot, but copes by saying, oh, I was just pretending to be an idiot, when he, in fact, he's just a dumbass. He makes it back to Terra during the heresy, only to decide that he wanted to 1v1 Horus for some BS reason, and leaves with his entire legion. Now, I wouldn't be mad if it worked out, but not only did he not do anything good, it backfired horribly. Sure, he wounds Horus with a spear. Big whoop. Guess what, though? The wound is what caused Horus to finally give in and let himself be taken over by the Chaos Gods. And if that wasn't bad enough, he basically sacrificed his entire goddamn legion to give Horus a finger prick. Staying a Terra to help defend and give the Loyalists a chance to win the siege? You know, question. F that, I'm going to go suicide run and cause more effing harm than good. And this isn't even mentioning the sheer effing idiocy of the burning of Prospero. Now, I'm not even a T-Suns fan. That's a shame. They didn't deserve what happened. Actually, even before Prospero, Leman effed them over, and the Imperium with the Council of Nicaea. Granted, it was him and Morty who were the biggest offenders.
Yep.
But if Jagatai, in brackets, my king, and the nerd were allowed to create the Librarius, the Imperium would have fared much better during the heresy. Also, if we're halfway through, by the way.
Also, you can't say that the Thousand Sons did nothing wrong while I'm purging Thousand Sons in the footage. That's just, what's going on there?
Also, if Psykers weren't outlawed at the Council, the burning of Prospero wouldn't have had any reason to happen. But ignoring all of that, when Lemus was sent to bring Magnus back to Terra and Horus told him to kill his brother, Leman didn't step back to use any critical thinking skills at all. No thoughts of, this conflicts with my father's orders. Maybe I should double check. Or even, maybe I shouldn't kill my brother. I'm sure father has his reasons to bring Magnus to Terra. Just hear that say, Colin?
I think we need to start implementing a sentence limit.
Okay, well, I'll try and wrap it up quickly. No, it's only Leman Russ instantly
goes, there's still another third of this paragraph,
and decides to kill the entire legion. Magnus isn't without blame during this either, since he was just moping around his masturbatorium, letting his planet die. But Russ was the one who made the decision to wipe out a Primarch's homeworld and expected no resistance. Even with his disappearance, is stupid, he just effed off into the Eye of Terra to find some mythical tree of life to heal Big E. If only there happened to be a fifth Loyalist Primarch present at the Siege of Terra with his entire legion, maybe Big E wouldn't need healing in the first place. In capitals. And on top of all of this shite, GW is teasing about bringing him back. F you, bring back the Khan, you coward. Leman has done nothing but ruin everything he touches. I can't deny, even the Leman Russ out drinking the Emperor on Fenris was awesome. It's his best character. I don't know. Alfarius, maybe. You disagree. You were simply manipulated by Alfarius into not liking him so you can carry out some bull-ass asshole plan. There you go.
All right. I'm going to be honest. I thought you were going to say best character, the Khan, because you mentioned him twice. But okay, fair play.
You know what?
Okay.
I think this man has said everything.
All right.
What's there to add?
One thing, though, he didn't lose to Angron. He chose to lose. There's a difference. He fought Angron and he was like, I'm not going to go full wolf on you. So that's law accurate.
I'm going to briefly mention the second one because it's not like a full, I can't read the full answer, but you know who you are. Lilith of the Outdoor Press. In honor of Colin, the worst Warhammer character in the whole country of Bretonnia. Oh, sorry, the worst character is the whole country of Bretonnia. Oh, and the best character... Hell yeah. Is Almighty Cetra, great king, the imperishable, Kemikara, the great king of Nehekara, king of kings, opener of the ways, wielder of the divine flame, punisher of the nomad, the great unifier, commander of the golden legions, sacred of appearance, bringer of light, father of hawks, builder of cities, protector of the two worlds, and etc., etc., etc. The man did actually write the entire the entire list out.
respect.
And we have read that out all before.
The Bohemian Yapsody, yeah. I've heard it called. That was from a brilliant comment I saw on our Great Crusade compilation. So yeah, couldn't help mention it.
Is Cetra the best character in Fantasy, Colin?
I mean, he's pretty great. It's like all hype moments and just aura, but by God, does he do it well?
I only realized recently there's a whole book about Sigmar. I was like, I didn't realize he had books. I was like, does he get much character out of those?
Yeah, he's got trilogy, a couple books.
Yeah. Like when he's still a tribe.
I saw it and I was like, oh.
Yeah, he's still, you know, barbarian guy, but that's Sigmar. That's the man.
He do be sticking. Cetra's pretty amazing. Bretonnia could probably get shafted if Colin think. I try not to judge that one. I will.
I think Ichid Claw's nukes need to be deployed to Bretonnia. Just get rid of it.
I don't mind Bretonnia. I don't think it's very surface level, but I don't know what else in Warhammer in some way wasn't that to begin with. Like, I mean, it is like the Empire is Holy Roman Empire copy and pasted in certain in the barracks.
Yeah, but at least like they've got, you know, magic colleges and, you know, look, the question, how would the Holy Roman Empire handle a demon invasion is a fun question to think about. I know how King Arthur would handle a demon invasion. He's King Arthur. He'd go stab them. And sure enough, that's all Bretonnia does.
Oh, where's Mike? Poor Mike, the Bretonnian knight in our chat is listening. He's seriously offended, I can tell.
Yeah,
that's his response right there.
We did the next one here by Captain Duct Tape, which is a great name. I think the best character to me would be Talos of the Night Lords. He and Sevatar seem to be the only two who had any idea of what Kurz wanted from his legion, and his noble justification for horrific actions makes him the best embodiment of what the Eighth Legion was meant to be. The worst would be most anyone post-Khorne corruption. The idea of Khorne, I love the idea of Khorne, but it seems like everyone just turns into mindless berserkers. He's a god of war and embody survival of the fittest. His generals should be amongst the best. He should not shun stealth. Deception is a part of war. He should shun betrayal instead, which is in brackets ironic, I know. Obviously Khan the betrayer. From the strong survive standpoint, many predators rely on ambushes. Basically, I think Khorne characters I've read about don't embody a war god as much as a god of being angry. I'm sad because I like the war god. Maybe there's some books that can do it better. This is pretty based opinion on Khorne stuff in such. Like, it is pretty like how, like, we've discussed this on Lord Crimes before, where I think me and Colin have had a thing about like Khorne is like, it's a contradiction. It's like Khorne cares not where the blood flows, but yet he likes honorable combat. But then you see a bunch of berserkers being like civilians, you know, form based, like pounding, you know, eagle spread jumping into them. And
yeah,
you know, so I don't get it.
It's an inconsistent writing thing, especially because as time has gone on, they've kind of pulled away from the Chaos Gods truly having positive aspects. Nurgle's kind of there, but it's just because all they need to do to keep that for him is have a goofy smile on a demon's face, and it still remains.
I think, well, even in like, because I'm reading Siege of, I've read Siege of Terror, and there's a part of it which is like, there's like a subtle thing where, like, in First Wall, they talk about how, like, all these new, you know, emperor worshipping cults are like worshipping this like tree of life thing. They're like, oh, life, hope, and, you know, a better day and survival and all things like that. And then it turns out they go a bit too far into it. They're like, oh God, it's a bit, there's something deep literally in the roots of it. Like there's a tree and then they have to dig into the roots. So they keep that part of it, but I agree. Like the corn stuff is so meh. Like again, like once they turn into basically berserkers, it's kind of over. I don't know how to make that in. I mean, how do you guys think they could make cornate, like post-cornate characters interesting?
I mean, they tried with, I've just done a video on the Crimson Slaughter, and they have like a bunch of lore about how they basically were, they were manipulated by Sinch to follow Khorne essentially. And they massacred a whole planet's worth of people because they were like, look, look, Sinch cultists, look. And it's like, no, they're sanctioned by the Ecclesiarchy to worship the Emperor, but they wear bird masks, I guess. And like, okay. And like, they're technically undivided, but they basically have like the butcher's nails without the nails, where they're, instead of digging into your brain, it's, oh, we hear the screams of all the people we murdered all the time, unless we're killing new people. Like, oh, that's kind of fun. I say fun. Fun for us to read. And they really tried to push the Crimson Slaughter, and they are making a resurgence in lore. They are turning up here and there. But they haven't really been seen doing much since the 13th Black Crusade. And I mean, technically everything in the setting is contributing to Khorne because it's war. There is only war. There is only Khorne. Everything is contributing to Khorne in some way. So maybe lean into that a bit more, have self-righteous crusades turn into bloodbaths and that kind of stuff and get people accidentally pledging to Khorne without knowing. Maybe. I don't know, he's a tough, because the only problem is then you get another Angron who's just a mad guy running around going,
yeah,
hitting people over the head.
I feel a mad scientist Khornate would be quite fun because, look, hear me out, right?
Okay.
Khorne likes blood. He likes when it flows. I feel that if someone was, you know, like someone like Stephen Hawking, they're not very physically fit and capable. Yes, I'm aware, but
I didn't know where you go with that. What the hell?
Where is this going?
They invent some like absolutely horrific, destructive weapons of war. Khorne would be like, "Hey, you're not very strong physically, but by God, are you bringing the blood?
Can you please do an impression of your Stephen Hawking Khorne Khorne corrupted Stephen Hawking? Please, I beg
don't
you.
Have a, I don't have a text to speech software up. I can do this."
All right, Colin, here, rebounding off that idea, what if we had like a downtrodden homunculi coven member who was really weak and he was like, I'm going to side with Khorne and I'm going to be a renegade within the Drukhari society because I'm going to exsanguinate all my enemies. I'm going to like try to become stronger and I know all the weird stuff that we know about. What about that? Because that's the only thing, like Drukhari and stuff is like,
would be interesting.
Get him out of Kamora because he can't do it inside Kamora, and he could be like a renegade Drukhari homunculi who's pledged to Khorne. That could be a fun idea. Adds a bit of novelty, bit of variety.
The problem is, like, interesting Khorne corruption is basically just the Black Rage. Like, it's, you resist it, you sometimes could go mad or something. And then you basically turn into like a crazy murder hobo.
Angel of light, angel of darkness.
Like, that's the issue. Like, they can't make it basically the same as that. But like, that's the interesting version of it. It's like,
I mean,
they could do something with it.
There are some weird ones. Like, I literally today released a Warband lore piece about the Sanctified, who are word bearers, defectors who only worship Khorne, and they just try to like summon greater demons like Angraf. And there's even a Warband, I think it's possibly the Oblivion Butchers or one of them. They just like, we just want to bring a whole legion of Khorne into the real space. Why not? And they've like only been sighted 7 times. It's like, there's one left. If we see him again, it's gonna be bad. But again, it's somewhat surface level, I suppose.
It's a good food for thought, though. Thank you very much. Was that Captain Ducktate? Oh, he also said best character was obviously Talos and Sevatar. Again, Night Lords trilogy is a fantastic book in a sense of it truly understands. Like it in no way like justifies the madness of Conrad Kurz, but in a way like it explains it and like the contradiction that it is, and it does it beautifully. you know, great trilogy, and also like just has some fun, cool moments in it as well, where like, you know, it's actually pretty sad. Oh, the whole thing's kind of sad in some way. Like you almost feel sympathetic for the characters, and then they really show you like, oh, we're not the heroes. Like, we're really not the heroes.
ADB does a good job there of being like, you like him? Yeah? Check this out.
Yeah, like, yeah, they are the villains. Like, they are the bad guys. And and they know it. You know, they always were.
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
When the Lord...
What you gonna do when they come for you?
And the... last one of this section was by hashtag number one Primaris hater. I hate Belisarius Call because I hate Primaris Marines. They may be the single worst lore addition in recent history.
Wow.
Total like Primaris Marine death. Kill Primaris. Backstab Primaris. Kick a Primaris into the warp. Slam dog a Primaris' gene seed into a trash can. Crucify Primaris captains. Oh. Defecate in a Primaris's corpse starch. Launch Primaris into Komorar. Stir fry your Primaris in Nurgle's cauldron. Toss Primaris into a Demunculaba. Urinate into a Primaris's helmet. Skin a Primaris with a flayed one. Twist Primaris's purity seals off. Report Primaris to the Harlequins. Maul Primaris with vicious hive tyrants. Chop Primaris in half. Stomp a fat Primaris lieutenants. Trap Primaris in Nurgle's garden. Crush Primaris with titans halfway. Liquefy Primaris in warp fire. Turn Primaris into Drukhari furniture. Dissect Primaris in Bile's laboratory. Exterminate Primaris in the webway. Stomp Primaris's bolter with Necrodermis boots. Cremate Primaris and bloodthirster breath. Destroy Primaris spirits with Catan shards. Mandatory Harlequin's kiss for Primaris. Catapult Primaris into the Eye of Terror. Farm Primaris with a Castellan knight. Drown Primaris in molten ceramite. Drag Primaris behind your Bane blade. Toss Primaris out of the Golden Palace. Vaporize Primaris with Gauss cannon. Kick Primaris chaplains down the stairs. Feed Primaris to the Carnifex. Slice Primaris with a shuriken catapult.
All right, I
feel like this guy
don't agree with any of that, but I will say, if it's any consolation to you, all of those things have probably happened at least once in the setting, so you got your wish.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
We listen and we don't judge. I would say for this one, I can't. I think some people do think it is the worst thing ever. I don't think it's the worst thing ever. Like it's all right.
I like Paramus. I like
them. They're there.
Yeah,
they're
I like them.
I only have one complaint about them. I prefer the old type of helmet. Of like, I prefer the grill helmet, which I was looking on some recent kits, like even the Space Wolves and probably Black Templar kit. I think GW are like, oh, people still like that. So they still have those options. So, never mind.
They are a little bit of a sign the setting is kind of losing its own plot. I will say that. Forget the promise of science and technology. By the way, here's a whole lot of new science and technology.
I guess it makes sense where, like, it did move things along a little bit in terms of, I don't know, I didn't like, you know, someone out there was like, you know what, let's blow up Cadia and like cut the Imperium into it. Like, let's just do it, man. And At least, my common complaint about Warhammer is often, like, it's just, like, nothing happens in it. Like, the amount of, like, what's the most recent... There's been a fourth war, like, Colin, of Armageddon. A fourth war of Armageddon. And it's a bit of a nothing burger. So I'm okay with things not being a nothing burger for so long. And actually having, you know, proper, you know, again, like, no matter what they would do, not everyone's going to like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, shout out to the writers who actually do have some talent with it, because they seem to make it somewhat interesting, though. As in, you know, it's got a thing of, in some of the Dante Blood Angel books, they're like, obviously some Primaris just don't get along, because they're like, the Blood Angels are worried, like, they, you know, these guys are from bloody Mars, or what, you know, they're technically from, you know, our planet.
You're not a Blood Angel.
Oh, yeah, but they're not of our culture, so they're worried like their culture will die off, or
yeah,
you know, or they don't have the Gabriel Seth like almost beats up another Primaris captain because he's, he does beat up one because he's like, they don't have the flaws of Sanguinius. They're not, you know, these are like 30k Marines almost. They don't really believe the Emperor's a god or anything like that. And then there's one where like Guy Haley straight up wrote a book where the Black Templar firstborn just end up killing the Primaris because they're like, these are heretical. These are new technology. These are not designed by the Emperor. These are designed by a bloody, you know, tech priest of Mars. So they end up killing them because they're like, you know, this is heresy. So, you know, at least someone did it. But I don't mind. And then some of the models obviously are sick. Not the lieutenants.
Yeah.
Primaris lieutenant could probably stuff it, you know, but I don't mind. I think we might have enough time for maybe one more round, guys, of like comment there. I think, Colin, do you see the one by the DS9 2025?
Ah, yes. Oh, boy. All right. I just thought of a better one than this. The Inari. That's a great start.
Wow. Wow.
Is it finally time to talk about this great disappointment? Because I feel like this is a bridge that needs to be crossed by lore crimes that they're avoiding crossing. It's either that or I think I declare the worst character are Slaanesh demons and the asspole fool. That wasn't even my final form when they got there. Yeah, Inari wins our Inari book is a fucking whole soup of diarrhea. Because GW gives chaos a lot of those, but that one was just the second worst. Actually, Slaanesh's asspole win over the Inari might be worse than the end times for me. Oh, dear. Oh, no, because I never cared much about the old world beyond Karl Franz is cool. Right, I don't like that, but, you know, it is what it is. Sucks the actual Austrian Empire's Emperor Karl was a joke who abdicated in World War I.
Wow.
Inari bad. I'm afraid I do not have much more to offer than that because that seems to be the general vibe, but yeah, Inari bad.
How would you fix it, do you think? It's hard not to judge the Inari stuff because it's almost like it's a bit of a wet bag. Like, you know,
I think part one would be don't give them four of the fine five crone swords immediately because then you know they're never getting the last one. Yeah. Like you did, you got 80% of your faction's motivation done in the first book. Well, like where do we go now?
Not even that. It was in codexes before the book. Like Yavrain has a sword, Vizark has a sword, Inkarn's got a sword. They've already seen. To be fair, there's a whole book Valador about Prince Uriel getting his sword. Although you don't know it's a crone sword at the time, it's like he has a whole book. That was good fun. I enjoyed that book. That was one of my favorite Eldar books, and I read them all in a month. And I got to be honest, I didn't like hate the Inari books, but I did think they were a bit like, it was the Ahriman problem. This is all inconsequential. Nothing matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also,
why should I care?
I guess from there is like, don't make the faction jobbers in their own books. Like, don't have every single faction of Eldar come together, barely beat a Slaanesh army, and then immediately fight each other afterwards. Like, what are you cooking here? Because it's not a meal. It's not food.
I think they're not brave enough with them to make a unique faction out of them. We've talked about this, like, I think I've mentioned it various times, like maybe every few years now, where it's like, I thought the Inari should actually be like an undead faction in terms of like proper Eldar, like ghosts and stuff. And
we've talked about that a bit.
Yeah. It'd be crazy instincts. Obviously it's the God of the, like, it should embody what it's meant to be about, which, like, obviously the God of the dead. And there's barely any dead people there. You know, where are my ghosts? Where's my Inari ghosts?
It's just like when you do see it, it's just Eldar soup, the faction.
Yeah.
The trouble is as well, like when you think of it, you've obviously got Yavrain and the Vizark are part of the Inari. Uriel is an honorary member. Arianal from Iandan is an honorary member. Eldrad is a member. Like all the premier characters. Calls himself what's the herald of Inaiad, He's like, this is my plan. I started. This is my stuff.
But he also just kind of fucked off the latest codex.
Yeah, and even Lelith Hesperax is now technically part of the Inari because she's one of Yvraine's bodyguards. Yeah. Like, all the premier characters, other than Azrael Vect, who has no lore anyway, they're all Inari now. That you're done. Like, there's none left. Who else are we going to talk about? Oh, I don't know. Corsair guys.
I do like the idea of it being with their overarching story. Like, if there's a thing of if they had the undead of the previous, the glory era, Eldar or something, there's still a disconnect in which the Crawford Eldar are like, nah, these people aren't here. You know, they're the ones who burst the Nesh, and then the Dark Eldar are like, do I have to follow these people? You know, I make my own destiny in some way. Well, and then
the Drukhari are just being like, oh, wait, I don't have to worry about Slaanesh anymore. Sold. And then the other ones are like, I'm still scared of Vect. He scares me. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
And there's there's pluses and, minuses for essentially being part of the Inari. But also they need with the Kronsal thing, so there's basically kind of a dead plot line now. They need a thing, not a MacGuffin, but they need an overall, Gilliman is trying to hold back the tide of chaos in some sense, stabilize the Imperium. He has an objective. What are Unari doing? Keep the Eldar alive? That's too vague almost. They actually have to be something where it's okay, we're actually going to either, make a strike against Slaanesh, resurrect loads of undead, or fully birth the god or something where, and then gives opportunities where there's ancient Eldar, you can actually explore, the ancient Eldar, the civilization, we could go see parts of it before it ultimately, it's such a waste, isn't it? It's weird because elves are so much more interesting in so many other different IPs. Like elves are the premier thing in other IPs, whereas in 40K, it's almost an afterthought.
See, including the other Warhammer settings, there's so much more to
I know, Warhammer, fantasy, people love high elves, wood elves, dark elves, they're pretty, obviously humans will always be the most popular thing, but pretty, Lord of the Rings or something like that, we love the elves and that as well. I'm just surprised. I'm not surprised, I'm just disappointed that they can't find a way to make it clearly the best thing in the setting, which has potential to be, pretty sad. Is there any more donations before we do maybe the last few? Just obviously looking
at the time. 12. So the first one from Pancreas is Silius Clown for 5. I think Ferris Manus is a great character because when you need a bong for the session, he comes in clutch.
he is the bong.
Are we smoking?
But where are you taking the hit from is the question.
Shalaxi's wettest gripper. God, that is such a good name. Two Canadian can't finish the stream, but I'll find Eli to atone. R.I.P. He's not dead. I just like saying that for some reason.
He's around.
He's fine.
He's fine. Calm down.
do you want to take this one, Colin?
Sure. Blandy8521 thank you for the
pounds.
I thought it was pounds. It just took a minute. Thank you. Keonius. You just end the sentence there. I'm not sure what that is.
I think that's their Discord name, I think.
Ah, gotcha. That's that makes more sense. Something I forgot to include and why I don't like Big E. Big E says he's not a god that appears as a golden giant. Yeah, when the Emperor is not written well, he reads if you got a Reddit atheist to make a character based on the line, God moves in mysterious ways. Sometimes the writing is not cooking for the Emperor.
I know. I have.
By the way, my audio was cut out, so I'm just going to cut out. I'll be back. I promise. In fact, no, I'll let you get through it. You can hear me, right? Not if you can hear me.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I had a bit of a crackle there. Sorry, you got a bit attacked by something.
Well, I can't hear you. I'm going to duck out.
There was a little crackle. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. We lost the host. Oh, no. People. Well, I guess I'll riff off.
Getting down the hatches.
I would say I kind of disagree with the because it's not something where like it's just not randomly put in there for no reason. It's generally meant to appear that the Emperor appears as this like master of mankind figure because humans essentially can't rally behind anything other than something that seems beyond themselves. Like there's like a thing of like a discussion where like technically like there's like things of like, you know, would AI be like a really, you know, maybe like a supercomputer AI thing, and like would, you know, technically it could make like, you know, in brackets, like the best decisions ever, whatever, but then like we would never be okay with it because we need to see like a human figure in some way being in, like, as flawed as we are, like in charge of things. Like the Emperor knows, like in some way, like to be the ruler of the galaxy, you can't just look like an ordinary bloke. You've got to be this more than human, you know. And we are, when people like obviously are leaders, we assign them to be more than human in some way. Like their flaws are not as bad. Their deeds are greater than anything ever before. People romanticize, even, you know, you meet the person once, or you know, you met a celebrity once, you talk about that story or something. I think it's like that interpretation with the Emperor, where, like, he's just meant to be so just incredible. Like, you know, he dressed, you know, this is the reason why Malkador says like he convinced him to call himself the Emperor, because it commands you know, loyalty and all those kind of things. I don't know if we can still hear you, Andy. I don't know if the audio is gone.
Andy, are you say something, sir, please.
I can hear you on my phone, but not through the thing. And I don't want to mess it up.
We can hear you though. Yes, Colin, do you want to read the donation from
Bean with a fiver? Typh was ready to condemn his entire legion to an eternity of eating Arby's just so he could be a beehive or something.
Jesus.
Arby's is the original sin, so yeah, that is pretty heinous of them.
I say we have, again, there's still quite a few to go through here, but I think we might just do one or two last ones, just because obviously we are aware of, like, we might be here all day, people. We appreciate everyone's responses, like, because obviously people put a lot in, and that was, again, like, thank you guys so much for putting in the responses, though. Someone actually did say Typhus was one of their favorite characters, and also I think it was like they hated Lucius as well. That man deserves the hate, though.
Fair, he is pretty awful.
Do you want to do the one by Dr. Spinosaur, Colin? Do you see that one?
Yeah, I could take that one.
I'm gonna do one last one after that.
There it is. Yeah, Dr.
Spinosaur. Oh, we had a. Do we have another donation there, Andy? Was that by? Oh God, we're behind on donos. Sorry, brothers. Technicality. I forgot we were still doing.
Got about donos. 9 other donations.
Oh, we can hear you, Andy. Okay, it does work. Colin, for this one.
Nova Box with the fiver. Worst character, Colin's mother, for having the audacity to create and nourish Colin. That's what it would mean to my mother. Best character, Colin's long lost brother, Kalinyo, who's from India. Okay.
Damn. The lore drop is crazy. Jesus.
Sick.
Nuts. For the 499. Jesus. Last stream felt like a weird fever dream. Whose feet tier list when, guys? We already did the feet tier list, so we literally have done it now. It's
just
over.
Go back and look at it. You can find it quite easily.
It's actually done. Like we heard enough people commenting it, and we did it for some reason. It was my fault.
I don't know what you want. It's right there.
My brother in Christ, Donkey Man USA for $5. The unhinged Hal supercut that Mike and I are working on is already 20 minutes long. Beware, Hal. Damn. Well, I mean, maybe we'll upload it.
I guess we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, maybe we'll upload it or something. Still in Connor?
Set. Corn Carl Sagan. Yeah, see, you got what I was going for with the science thing. Corn Carl Sagan.
Nice, he's, nice.
He knows.
Bagel Illuminati, $5. Colin's idea implies that Vashtol is a cornate champion.
No, it does not.
He's kind of his own thing, isn't he, though? God, that storyline needs to hurry up.
Yeah, something needs to happen with Vashtol.
Parker Sumlin, though, for $4.99. Fulgrim versus Sanguinius beauty contest when? I think it's implied, like, basically Sanguinius is, like, Fulgrim tries really hard, but Sanguinius is prettier. As in, like, you know, he's like, oh my god, it's Sanguinius, whereas Fulgrim is like, you know, he's trying too hard.
Yeah. Too much effort. Bunny Cop with the two. New favorite character, call for the rage she causes. That's funny.
Is anyone's favorite character Bellatorre's call? Rayleigh for $2. R.I.P. Yanari. Neat concept, but gets butchered.
Yeah.
For real. Shout out to Boingob for the notes there. And Caleb Collins for the $2. When's the VTuber tier list? In a question mark. Tenma schizo tier. We'll do that because it's appropriate then. God, I'm really so useless on that one, though. I don't think there's any more. What was the... It was by... The last proper one, is it? By Dr. Spinosaur Colin. Do you see that one?
Yeah. We're ready to go for them now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. No judgment, please. Worst character, on the other hand, and I'm sorry to say it, but it's basically every Primark character in 40K, specifically. Ooh. It's been said before, but the Primarchs are basically voids of plot that suck up any story points about Space Marine characters and overshadow them constantly. My wife is currently reading the new Fulgrim book, and she's asking me questions on the main Emperor's Children character. I'm the lore buff. Cheers to you, Lord Grimes. Cheers. She's not through it yet, but I have a suspicion this Tamaris character and all the others are only there to set up how glorious and beautiful Snake Boy is and is going to die by the end of the book. I get it. GW makes and sell big models for money. That's why we get them, but we got the Primarch stories already in the Horus Heresy. We know who they are and what they're about. In the Demon Primarch's cases, they barely even have a personality now beyond their appointed god, which I have my own gripe about. But if GW wants to promote your ability to create your own stories with your models, they should use more stories with less prevalent chapters of Marines, like my boys, the Iron Snakes. Give us more books without the use of overpowered demigods, the likes of which can never be achieved by any other. Sprinkle in a diverse roster of archetypes and characters, and maybe even have them stick around so we get to know them before Angron comes screaming from a warp portal to mash them into paste. That way their death has more meaning to us. But basically, Primarchs are endpoints of character and story in 40K, not a full story in their own right. On most of this, at least I personally am going to pretty hard agree with you. Please keep 30K in 30K.
Yeah, I'm finding this one tough. I find this one tough because Gilliman in 40K is like the exception, though. Like, his stuff is interesting. I almost don't think the Lion really had to return in any way. Like, it would have been fine without him. But specifically, like, because when Gilliman, like, basically wakes up and he's like, what, you know, like, it's a 30K reaction to 40K. And then it actually is interesting. And obviously he is going through a lot of character development in terms of, like, he basically has PTSD from the fact of, like, my dream was murdered and I have to try and save it. And I can't rest, you know, my poor dude. I think, go ahead, please, go ahead.
I mean, even him coming back, sometimes I look at it. I like Gilliman a lot. I'm his favorite Primarch, but even some of the stuff, like, he opened the floodgates, and I really wish he didn't.
That's not his fault, though, obviously.
It's not his fault, but he was the first. And I mean, honestly, I don't think even the traitor Primarchs need to be around.
Probably not. I mean, like, they are just... I mean, I always thought like maybe in some way, like when they became traitor Primarchs, they like died. As in like they actually died.
They kind of, I'm trying to think of, for lack of a better way, like fall more into the warp, like they lose touch with the material world. They're for, in most ways, they're just as functionally dead as the loyalist Primarchs.
Yeah, like maybe they couldn't like even talk at that point. Like, I don't need them to talk, you know what I mean? I'm aware of like it's just a husk of a thing. I've always preferred it like that. Yeah, it's just saying because like again, like Gilliman in the Dark Imperium trilogy stuff is quite good in that. Like he's generally like going through quite a lot, and then it's a whole he's trying to find a way to come to terms with, like, is the faith in the Emperor real or not? Like, is the whole book is asking the question, is the Emperor a god in some sense? And obviously Gilliman can't really accept it, but then he's like, the miracles seem to work, and it's like, that's weird. So I think it's I kind of am with it, though. 40K Primarch stuff is often like, oh god, not another one. Like, Leman Russ does not need to return at this point. Like, if they do another Loyalist Primarch after this, like the next edition, I'm like, oh, I'll give it a break. But yeah, I'm kind of with it. And I think as for the maybe the last one we'll do, it was by it's a very appropriate name. It was by Uber Trolls, who said, "Thankful. He's painfully unfunny at best, one. And a complete waste of page space at worst."
Yeah, I think I want to kill you with hammers.
This is particularly spicy, but we listen.
No judgment, not.
No. This is he's
nothing but today. Judgment. Nah. Valid. You are not valid. You are invalid. You are not cooking. Get out of the kitchen. Put down the cutlery. I'm going to have to ask you to please leave the forge.
Wow. I guess we really failed at that then. Any finishing donors? Again, sorry for the poor. The technicalities in this one, unfortunately, was Mr. StreamYard's is never our. It's not as bad as when we used to have Riverside, if anyone remembers the days. But we have a Beastman from Sweden. Obviously, actually a big fan of our Godric and Felix episodes, this guy. Good member. Vulcan Live, Stomp Stomp.
I like that.
He often helps us fill out spots when we do Gotrick and Felix episodes. Appreciate you.
He has filled in some spots I missed, which is very much appreciated.
Oh, he's here. He's back, Colin.
Medicare insulin. Hell yeah. Yo, can we do an on-stream sugar check? You know what? Give me a minute. I'm afraid I've got a Dexcom, so it's not terribly interesting to look at, but I am 114. Quite the nice blood sugar.
What's like the perfect range again? Is it like between
80 to 120 is usually like ideal?
I don't remember those. The numbers are different in the UK stuff. I don't remember them.
My numbers, it's 80 to 120, and at 114 I'm doing perfect.
Nice. I say again, thank you everyone who helps, especially people in the Discord. Obviously, please do join the Discord if you wish to have your comments and all your stuff featured on the next episode. Obviously, that was a massive help, guys. I know I did it pretty late recently. We hadn't decided on episode stuff, but everyone really represented. I will say, on the No Judgment ones, we did see a lot of them. There was a lot of Trays in the Infinite repeats there, and obviously, you know, fantastic character. Always a pleasure to see Trazen. Lots of Thankwals, lots of Gotrex and Felixes. So we saw you guys. We appreciate you. Absolutely valid opinion. Colin, do you see that one?
Oh no. Beastman from Sweden, thank you for the 50 SCK. He was so angry I missed the third episode of Gotrex and Felix. Was at work. Well, I'm glad for the support. Please don't lose your job because you want to support the funny guy.
Remember, guys, employment is sexy, okay? Keep being employed, please. again, for people listening, though, poor Andy, I think maybe has some slight audio issues. Does it work, Andy? Is it worth
saying something. We could hear you.
I think it's on mute, Andy.
Andy, words.
I mean, I can hear you on the mobile phone, but it is a few seconds before, so I hear you on a delay. So I propose to end the episode. You guys say goodbye and wave awkwardly, and when I see it, I'll then end the stream. I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Fair enough. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening, for watching. Again, merchandise, Discord, all that good stuff. We got regular episode next week, and we'll go see you all then. Peace. Much love. Bye.
Have a good one, fellas. See you in a week.